As we start to come to a close in January, yes, mind blown, can't believe it. We're going to finish our series, Back to the Basics, talking about some basic beliefs that we have as Christian women to help us remember what we believe and why we believe it and why it's so important. And I'll be giving you three more encouraging tips to help you grow in your faith walk. If that sounds good, then let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane or go ahead and start your workout and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I am thrilled you're here. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening over and over and just for being here. I hope you're having an amazingly awesome and fantabulous day. And if you are new here, you just stumbled upon this podcast, maybe by the title or someone shared it with you. Wink, wink. If you haven't shared it, please do. Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. And wherever you are today, whether you are sitting in your kitchen, playing with your kids, doing some chores around the house, in the carpool lane, at work, on your way to work, wherever you are, I just pray that this is an encouragement and a challenge and a blessing to you today. Okay. Three things before I jump into this thing. One, if you've been listening a while and have found this show valuable, I would love, love, love if you would leave a comment, review, or rating. In Apple, you can leave a rating and a review. In Spotify and some of the other platforms, you can just leave a rating. Either one. It would make me do a happy dance, and it does every time I get to hear from you and get to see how this show is impacting you, and it really helps me just to feel like I'm moving in the right direction. Also, I love hearing from you. So please, please, please do that. I encourage you. It also helps push out the show to other amazing, beautiful, pretty ladies just like yourself and for them to be encouraged as well. So please. Please go do that. All right. Second is, if you haven't come join the Facebook group community, come join the Facebook group community for more community. You can go to the Kingdom Daughters, kingdomdaughters.com, and at the top, there's a banner. Click on it. Jump on into the Facebook group. All right. And the third thing is, I have some coaching spots available that I'm opening up to you, my amazing listeners, first. If you're wanting to do some growing, whether that's spiritually, mentally, physically, I am your girl, okay? Grab a free call with me. Grab a free call with me, okay? All you got to do is go to thekingdomdaughters.com/coaching. I'd love to walk through a few things with you, see what goals you have for the year, what things you need to work through, and let's see if we can get you a quick win and see if you want to work further with me. It is a no pressure call. We can still be friends if you choose not to move forward, okay? But if I can help you and if you feel like it's the right thing, then I would love to do that as well. So again, go to thekingdomdaughters.com/coaching. All right, let's jump in. As we started this new year, I wanted to bring us back to some of the basics, right? We've talked about this. Back to the basics to help remind you of some of the solid truths to get you started in the right direction this year. And that's why we've talked about a few things. First, we talked about Jesus, right? the rooted, grounded foundation of our beliefs as Christians, believing in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, coming and dying and rising again in victory and power, and leaving us with that, right? And so that we can walk in that freedom and victory. Last, and then today, earlier, if you heard the other episode, then you heard we're talking about the Holy Spirit and how Jesus left the Holy Spirit as an advocate who goes on our behalf, who stands with us, who lives within us, resides within us, and leads and guides us, right? He is part of the Trinity, right? And today, I want to quickly talk about God's word, right? God's word, and that is God's word is truth. God's word is truth, okay? That is a foundational belief that we as Christians believe in, that God's holy Bible is the word of God and it's truth, okay? In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, it says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Who are we in this scripture? The servant of God, right? We are the servant of God. This book right here, the Holy Bible, okay, what the Bible, we, God's word, is our roadmap to equip us, right? So that we can be equipped to do the work that God has called us to do. This is why I say all the time, get in your word, get in your word, get in your word. It's so important, right? God's word is truth. Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is alive and active." I love this verse. "Sharper than any double-edged sword." Yes, sir. Okay. "It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Okay. Now, a lot of times you could think like, oh, it's judging me, all the bad things. Okay, no, what it's saying is it knows your inner thoughts and inner beings, and it's here to transform us, right? We don't want to conform to the world because we're not supposed to be the world. We don't want to be conform to the patterns of the world. We want to be transformed by the presence of God, by renewing our minds and hearts through his word. Can I get a what? All right, seriously. God speaks to us through his word. When we trust and believe, we talked about trust earlier, right? That his word is truth and stands on the promises. And when we stand on the promises of God, then we can stand in his victory, his peace, his joy, his, you name it, right? Because he offers us life, an abundant life. Yes, 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 and amen, okay? So that is our third truth that we're talking about, God's truth. Okay, so my three encouragements for you today is this. One, develop spiritual disciplines. We have got to get ourselves disciplined in reading the word. Okay, just like anything in our life, eating healthy, exercising, sleeping well, all the self-care stuff we put in, right? We put the time in because we know it's necessary to take care of ourselves. Some of you need to work on that more than others. But we put in the time to take care of ourselves. This is the best self-care you could possibly do. Reading your word. We need to develop spiritual habits that will help us grow in our walk with God. How do we do that? We got to set up times, right? We got to be intentional. Set up times to spend time with God. This helps you get into a routine, right? We don't want to be ritualistic and like checking off a box, but sometimes we just need to be in a routine to get it done. That's why morning routines are so important. You see all the time how people say, I do this, 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 and this all before 9 a.m. or all before 8 a.m., right? It just helps us to get into a routine and a rhythm. And when we're in that rhythm, that opens up space for God to speak to us, but also it creates a desire for more of his presence, of his word, of him speaking to us. It just does. The more we read, the more we want, okay? I have a 30-day free Bible reading plan if you haven't gotten already, and that will be in the show notes as well. It's just 30 days of scripture and you can get in there and it's nice and easy set up for you. So if you don't know where to start, you don't know what to read, go grab that. It's free, free downloadable, printable just for you. Got to start somewhere, right? Okay, so what disciplines should we put into practice, right? regular Bible reading, not just a devotional. Okay, these are great. Devotionals are great appetizers. But ultimately, you're going to need some meat and potatoes. You know what I mean? You're going to need some meat and potatoes. Don't get me wrong, devotionals are great. But you got to get into His Word. You can't only rely on what other people are saying about His Word. You've got to start hearing from Him yourself. You're fully capable of doing that. All of us have connection to the Lord. We have to choose what we're going to do with that and how we're going to set that up and how clear our connection's going to be and how we can hear Him. Do you understand? And I know reading your word can be overwhelming, okay? And like I said, I have that free Bible reading plan, but I also have another tool for you if you're interested. I have scripture cards that you can print out. I love my scripture cards. I have some that I print out and I put in my car, but I also have some that I've just printed out and put all over my house, like when I'm opening my cabinets and I can like read the word as I'm going throughout the day, okay? This is an awesome tool that I created for you. That also, the link is in the show notes if you're interested, okay? Again, this is just something to help you move forward because you have to start getting your word in, okay? The other discipline is prayer time. Even if you have to set alarms on your phone to remind you to talk to God throughout the day, okay? It's okay. Don't feel like, again, that you're like, I'm being a robot and I don't know, okay? It just helps you get into a routine. The more that you do, the more, it's just like any other thing when you're saying, oh, I'm only going to have healthy snacks and I'm going to eat here, 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 and here because you have like a routine that you're trying to get to. You set an alarm on your phone, right? But then after a while, you don't need the alarm anymore. You get used to it. You get into a routine. You understand what you're supposed to be doing, okay? You get the assignment and you understand the assignment, right? Okay, you get into a routine. Same thing, even if you have to start there. Set some timers. This is just a practical tool. Set some timers, alarms on your phone to remind you to talk to God. And then even you could be specific, like, I want to pray about this, this, and this today. And when my alarm goes off, there's going to be a list that says, pray for blah, 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 blah. Pray for my kids. Pray for my work. Pray for my friends, whoever, right? You can set it up so that you actually have specific things. Because a lot of times, I don't know about you, but we start praying and we're like, repeating the same things over and over and over. That's okay. God knows our hearts. But why not be specific? Why not take that time to be specific, okay? Just like you have to get into a routine of working out and all the things, get into a routine of prayer, okay? Why should we do it, okay? This is about relationship with God. This is about relationship with God, friend, okay? When we spend time with Him, we know Him more, period. We know Him more. If you're desiring closeness with Him, which I believe a lot of you are, that's why you're here, that's why you're listening, you want to know Him more. I want to know Him more. I know that you're wanting to be transformed in His presence and be renewed and refreshed, right? All of these things sounding good to you, okay? This is about relationship with Him. We've got to spend time with Him if we're going to get there. We've got to spend time with Him. We've got to prioritize that, right? So get those disciplines into place. We've got to set up some disciplines to really, in His Word, to really plant that in our heart and let it be rooted and grounded so we can stand in victory and freedom, okay? All right, so first with spirit, develop spiritual, blah, blah, blah. Okay, spiritual disciplines. Second is declare His Word. Okay, this is going to be a simple one, but while you're developing your discipline of reading His Word, start to speak it out. Speak it out over your family, over your marriage, over your workplace, over your school, over your future spouse, over your future family, over your parents, over the health of your home, over whatever, okay? Speak it out. His Word is truth. Okay, there's something amazing that happens when we partner with God's word and actually use it to speak life over everything in our lives. There is power in His word and there is power in our spoken words, okay? Again, if you're not sure what to declare, grab my scripture cards, okay? Grab my scripture cards. Link is in the description. Easy way to declare it as you go about through your day. Okay, I have a few quotes from the Google, okay? I was looking up just the importance of our words, okay? And this is not scripture-based. This is not Christian-based, okay? This is what the world is speaking out, okay? Quotes from the Google. What we say matters because our words express our emotions, what we are thinking and feeling. Those emotions are read by others and influence how others respond to us, learn from us, reflect us. This is part of the empathy process. We typically think of empathy as a caring feeling, but that is compassion. Okay, what we're saying is expressing who we are. So when we start saying negative things over ourselves, okay, we are expressing those emotions to those around us. We're setting the tone in our friendships. We're setting the tone in our marriage. We're setting the tone to our kids. We have a lot of power, women of God. Okay? We have a lot of power. I was just talking about this with someone the other day. It's like, women, we need to understand the power that we have, and the way we set the tone in our house matters. What we declare over our kids, over our families, over our workplaces, over our school, whatever it is, over our friendships, it matters. And we have got to be more intentional about speaking life and not death. And that comes from starting to speak out scripture over your home. Okay. Another quote from the Google. More and more studies are showing how the language we use can affect our minds and our bodies in both positive and negative ways. A 2020 study discovered that words of encouragement helped recipients overcome fears and improve performance at a task or during a game. Boom bamski. Simple, easy to understand. What we say matters, okay? This isn't even a biblical view. This is a worldview. How much more important is it for us to partner with God's word? Okay. And understand, it says, the word actually says, speak life, not death. Okay. This is a hard one for women, right? Because we are hard on ourselves. We are hard on ourselves and we have a tendency to speak the death out of our lives. I actually go more in depth on this subject in episode 189. So if you want to go check that out, you can go to thekingdomdaughters.com/podcast/189. Okay, last but not least, first we said develop disciplines, right? Then declare his word. And the third thing is do the work. We have to actually put in work in order to make changes in our lives. I love the saying, okay, and I said this earlier, if nothing changes, nothing will change. If you aren't willing to make the necessary changes in your life and apply the word, then nothing will change, friend, plain and simple. James 1, 22 through 25, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at her face in the mirror and after looking at herself goes away and immediately forgets what she looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives what? Freedom. And continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it. They will be blessed in what they do. Boom shakalaka, okay? Don't know about you, I want to be blessed. So do the word. Don't just listen. We are a consumer culture, right? We just like to consume all the things and consume and consume and consume and consume. Feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me, okay? We got to do the work. We got to learn how to feed ourselves. We got to put action to our faith and see what God can and will do. When we get the disciplines in place and start to learn what God is saying to us, we have to put his word into practice. This comes from relationship with God, okay? When you start to hear him more, then he can help you become a better you. He can help you heal places you didn't even know you need healing. He can bring you freedom or joy or peace or love in your life like you've never experienced before. And that sounds pretty gosh darn fantastic to me. I don't know. Anyways, I hope that encourages you, friend. I really do. But next week, we're going to talk about some practical healthy habits to set in place to help you get physically healthy as well. And I'm going to be doing a 7-day healthy habit challenge to get you started with some easy steps and accountability and adding these things into your life. The things we've talked about spiritually, but also things in the future, like things physically that we'll talk about next week. And I want to help launch you into an amazing year. And so I'm going to be hosting this challenge in the Facebook group. So again, if you haven't joined the Facebook group, come join the Facebook group if you're interested. Again, the link is in the description, or you can go to thekingdomdaughters.com and there's a banner at the top that you can click to join that. And it's going to go from February 2nd to February 8th. There's going to be live devotionals, check-ins. You're going to get a free habit checker to download and keep track of your habits. And it's completely free. Completely free. I just want to get myself into this mode, but also help you to get some habits put into place so that you can just be the best you that you possibly can be this year. So make sure to join the group and turn on the notifications so that you see when I'm going live and you can see all the notifications about it. So that is all I have for you. I hope and pray that this was a blessing to you today and that you just have an amazing rest of your day. Remember, friend, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I'm sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.